Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I'm super excited. I got the man with the plan today. If you don't leave today inspired, then you might need to go to your doctor and get your pulse checked. So today I have for you Mr. Akin Omotosho, the connector, the connect. This is the guy. This is the dude. He's a business coach, an entrepreneur, digital marketer, a speaker, a writer, a RE investor background. Akin has been called the connector do not because of his vast relationships, just as he connects these relationships with new connections. Akin is a people-driving individual who always puts people first in all business transactions. In addition, Akin assists people to connect the dots in several business projects that people are interested in endeavoring into with one of his patent techniques, walking the cat backwards. A lifelong superhero, Akin believes that one of his God-given talents is to assist people to turn their God-given talents into skills to pay the bills. Akin is a managing partner of four companies, an effective leader, communicator, business problem solver. Akin has 20 years of progressive finance and accounting, real estate and investing, digital marketing and consulting experience. Mr. Omotosho's mission is simple: assist professionals, business owners, and companies to take control of their goals and execute an actionable plan to increase profit margins. Lastly, Akin is, last but not least, this is the big part. Akin is a husband of 17 years to his wife, Tara, and father to their four sons, 15 through 7. He currently speaks to hundreds of students, business professionals, and owners about creating multiple income streams of passive and active income over a steady period of time. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's kind of weird to hear your own introduction sometimes.
Isn't it though? It's wordy, right? Yeah. You're like, I can't believe I've done so much, but you're a man of many talents. I want to jump right into it because listen, first, I want to shout out you guys' business, because if you have had the pleasure of visiting to any of my websites, him and his dynamic business partner are the masterminds behind my Like Sunday Collection website and the I Must Become website. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And they helped me design my merch. So shout out to you guys, because you guys wear many, many hats.
And appreciate you guys are
excellent at what you do.
Thank you very much. She's the better half. She's better. She's smarter than I am. So she comes with a lot of stuff. I just do what she asked me to do.
Guys, if you ever have the pleasure of working with them too, you will know that they're both equally as strong, and they're such a dope husband and wife team. So yes, definitely patronize their businesses, because you will be better and so will your business for it. So I wanted, because you're the man with the plan, right? So
yes, ma'am.
You know, you and I often talk business and shop a lot. So I wanted to have you on so that my listeners can get a lot of that greatness that you possess. I know you guys are the masterminds behind Skills to Pay the Bills. And, you know, one of you guys' biggest philosophies is utilizing what you have and not reinventing the wheel, but just pulling out what's already in you. And you guys are excellent coaches in that area. So I want to know, what five things should entrepreneurs be doing right now to thrive in this new climate of the world that we're living in right now?
So, you know, that's a good question. There's so many different things people can be doing. One of the things, because of the whole pandemic and we're getting back into, I guess, the new norm, a lot of people, the business as usual has to stop, right? It exposed a lot of people in regards to, you know, them not making enough money, getting frustrated. Some people who didn't have an online presence, they had to get an online presence. But at the basis of everything, Alonda, I tell people all the time, we must first redefine your value proposition. So that sounds like real technical and wordy, but all that means is basically value proposition is a statement that answers the why someone should do business with you. That's it. So in this world of information overload, we got a lot going on, a lot of confusion. We have millions of ways to make money, millions of ways to lose money. I tell people all the time, you have to basically redefine your brand to get more clients. And the five ways I tell people to do that is, right, be concise, and easy to understand, right, as far as your message, right? Number two, define what you do, right? What service or, you know, what you do, right? Number three, make it easy for someone to find you and search you online, right? Number four, explain your product or service that resolves a pain point or resolves a problem for their particular customer. And number five, the most important thing a person needs to do is build a list of customers.
Absolutely. So tell me what, I mean, I know because I do business with you guys, but let's tell the Becomers, what do you guys do as a company? What do your companies do and how they would benefit from working with you guys as coaches?
So we have plenty of companies. We have, like I said, you mentioned the real estate company. We've been doing that first. We've been doing that for like almost like 15 years. We have a printing agency. We create merch for individuals as well as brands and companies. We have a digital marketing agency, which helps our website design and all the online marketing. But the part that, you know, I find the most, I guess, enjoyment, when I say enjoyment, I mean, like, it just kind of gives me more fulfillment a lot of times, is the coaching program we have. It's called Skills to Income. And the benefit or value proposition of working with a coaching agency such as Skill to Income is real simple. We help people to turn their skills into income. And we do this in several ways, right? Because there are a lot of ideas out there, right? Just like there are a lot of skills out there. And that doesn't mean anything, right? You know, ideas for days, skills for days. But we show people how to take their skill specifically and monetize it or make money from it, you know, based on the skills they know or the skills they currently want to know. And we show them how to, you know, monetize it through three ways. We show them how to structure it. We show them how to create a system, like, you know, when they go to sleep, put a process in place. And we show them how to scale up, basically meaning to grow online. That's what we do.
And literally, y'all, like, I really feel like you're being modest because they do like so many other things. I'm like, every day I wind up finding out that they do so many other things. So how about this? Just contact them and let them tell you, like, no, we don't do that, because they do so many different things. Like, they are like a serious business success and one-stop shop for real.
So let me say this real quick. So one of the great things that we focus on is we have the philosophy of LDT. LDT. That means we learn things. My wife and I were very intentional about learning different things, right? And we don't learn it just to learn it. We learn it to do it. So we don't want it to be like, you know, something, a person just kind of make something up. No, we want to learn it, and then we do it, meaning we implement what we do. And then guess what, Alana? We teach what we have done or what we're currently doing. So that's why you said we do a lot of things, because we have a lot of courses out there, a lot of online training. But, you know, just to kind of simplify for your audience, you know, just the skills and income piece, because that's what I want to focus on, because everyone of your listening audience, they have a skill. Some of them are monetizing it and some may not be monetizing it.
That's true, because a lot of us are multi-talented and multifaceted, but you're right. It's about what you can really make a profit off of and that you'll be passionate about. That's one thing though, too, that's important too, I know, in this new world that we live in, is being passionate, finding what you're passionate about and knowing that once you give 100% of your passion, that 100% of the profits will come because you are so driven to do it and it's something that you enjoy doing that it'll be effortless to make money at it. That's, you know, pretty much what I have learned myself and being a coach and just being out here as an entrepreneur as well. But I want to know, what principles do you implement in your daily life to balance being a multiplepreneur?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. I guess real simple, right? I mean, just going to give you the real practical stuff, right? I wake up early. You know, they say that most millionaires wake up between the time of 4:30 to 5:30, right? Where most people have a job, or nothing wrong with people having a job, but people who are employee mindset, they wake up between 6 to 8, right? So I try to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning, every morning. I wake up early. Second thing is I pray, all right? I pray, I believe in the Lord. So I pray, you know, and I really just try to get quiet, right? The first thing I get out of bed, before I get out of bed, I pray. Third thing is I do my affirmations, right? You know, I am becoming, right? I am focused. Yes. I'm great. I'm a asset to the society. I bring more in life than I take, right? So I do my affirmations. Then I exercise. I've gotten out of shape because of life, but I exercise. I do something, walk, you know, I do push-ups to do something to get my blood flowing. Then this is kind of new. I'm going to let you guys know the real truth, right? I started journaling, right? And the reason I started journaling is because I like to write books. I didn't like before, but I like to write books now. And one of the things I realized is when I journal, I almost write like, what am I doing now and what I'm going to do? Almost like a movie script. Because I believe that Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make a plan so people can run with it. So I want people to like know like what was Akin thinking on October 15th, 2014. Literally, I have books of me just journaling for the last 7 years. And I feel like my life is going to be a movie that people have to watch. And so I'm real big on documentation of these conversations. And then the last thing is I check emails and voicemails and things of that nature. So that's pretty much my, you know, then of course I go into the businesses and strategize with my team. But those are like the daily implement routines just to kind of manage the stuff. My wife and I, we work hard with that.
Yeah, that's dope. Like really, yeah, I would say that's a really, really good implement. And I see honestly how you're getting so many things done with that implementation plan. So you're the second installation in our Dads on a Move series, and you're a dad that's out here moving and shaking, you know, just as much as you are a businessman. You're equally more that as a father, you're hands-on. So as a dad on the move in business, what lessons are you implementing in your children about generational wealth, and what is most important to your legacy?
Wow, man. It's another good question. You asked some good questions today. My wife and I, we have 4 sons, as you know. But one of the things we focus on telling our sons is we don't ask them what they want to be when they grow up. Most people feel like, well, why don't you ask them that? We ask our sons what they want to experience in life. Because the truth be told, and the truth should always be told, Alonda, life is about experiences. The reason you know more than someone else is because you have more experience in them. And so, one of the things that we teach our sons is a method we call the 30% time C and a 70% time P rule. Basically, what it means is that we say, hey, be a consumer of 30% of your daily activities and be a producer of 70% of your daily activities, right? And this came about like 3 years ago. My oldest son, who was 12, wanted some certain clothes. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, man, we need to start producing more than we consume. And that is, people may say, well, how's that generational wealth? Because it's teaching him and my other son to like focus on value. And from that, them teaching them that, they created Impactful Gear, which is their t-shirt brand, which is basically clothing with a message, right? And so the most important legacy for me, for my son to have his faith in Jesus Christ, right? And also to bring value to the world. And so I see them doing it every day. You know, I hustle hard for my last name and not my first name. And I definitely want them to know that, you know, just focus on bringing value and serving others.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, servitude is major. And it's also something that I teach my kids. And, you know, definitely about value. Value is very important. Because I feel like they are, you know, these kids are growing up in a world where value is not as taught as when we were growing up and stuff like that. So they don't really value anything because they are coming up in a generation where everything is coming to them so fast that they don't know how to work for things. So that's super dope. So I always do this thing where I ask our experts that come on the show, if you could encourage one of our listeners to leap into their becoming, what would your advice be?
Wow. To leap into their becoming, what would their advice be? Well, I would tell them to never give up. Life will come at anybody fast. Life is not always rosy or planned or just, you know, what we think it all may be, but we can't give up and we don't quit pursuing your dreams, right? Part two of that is this: hang out with those who have your answer and get away from those who have your problem. Let me say it again. Hang with those who have your answer and get away from those who have your problem. So in order to become or becoming, right, never give up, don't quit, and hang with those people who have your answer and not those who have your problem.
That's deep. We got to go to break, guys, but we'll be right back with Mr. Akin Omotoso.
Hey there, it's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk.
The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Light Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Light Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelightsundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Light Sunday Collection.
The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to I Am Becoming, and I have my guest, Akin Omotoso, with us. So I want to ask you something. I want you to share. You and I had a conversation, and you said something so prolific that I feel like the world needs to hear this. When we were talking about highs and lows, and you were saying, like, I never let my high get too high, and I never let my lows get too low. Like, elaborate on that for the becomers, because I felt like that was very powerful, especially coming from you're really successful, and I know, like, the whole purpose on why I started this show was for people to see that you don't have to be like old money to be able to really enjoy the fruits of your labor and to have success. So I felt like that mindset was so powerful to have, especially in the world that we're living in right now, because I feel like people are always measuring where they are based upon where other people are. But I felt like that concept that you apply to your life is so powerful, because it'll help you really just to enjoy the whole entire process of you building whatever it is that you're working towards. So if you could kind of elaborate on that a little bit more, I kind of paraphrase what you said, but I know you know what I'm talking about now. So I wanted you to kind of go into that.
Yeah. So growing up, let me give you a little bit about my background, or your listeners a little bit about my background. So I grew up on the south side of Chicago. My parents divorced when I was a kid. My dad is from Africa, Nigeria. My mom is from, you know, Chicago, but she was born in Arkansas. And I seen a lot. I mean, gangs, you know, rampant my community. I seen people die in front of my face. I've been shot at. A lot just has happened to me growing up. And then I had some great success, right? I had a baseball scholarship. I went to college, got married, you know, got a beautiful wife, kids. And then, you know, I almost got a car accident, almost died. I mean, a lot of things has happened. And I remember I came up with that concept, Alana, because I remember walking outside and my neighbor told me his mother just died. And I was real close with his mother. And he was consoling me. I'm crying like a baby, but he's consoling me. And he said, hey, bro, listen, never let your lows get too low and your highs get too high. Try to stay even keel because life is going to come at you fast always. And you have to like not like get super excited. And when something hit, you fall off or, you know, you get too low where you get depressed and you just lose it and you lose your life. He said, try to stay even keel, man, and try to have a good firm foundation. And so as I took that philosophy, and I was like, that was like 16 years ago when he told me that before I had kids. So I try to use that and I reflected that in my whole life. Like, man, my life has been almost like a roller coaster. But if you take it as though, always look at the positives in life. Always look at the chapter is not, you know, done. The book is not closed. The chapter is just turned, right? It's just a chapter in your book, right? If you have the ability to wake up in the morning, to breathe another day, you got life in you, man. You can make it happen. And that's why, you know, I'm really big on, you know, stepping out and not giving up, because life is what you make it. Life is like a dream and you need to enjoy this and you need to not let your highs get too high where somebody can knock you down or get your lows get too low. Another part of that is this. I remember when I was 12 years old, I always wanted to be in Black Enterprise magazine. Now this is a bonus, right? You didn't know this, but I always wanted to be in Black Enterprise magazine. And I remember telling my mother, you know, single mom, hey mom, I'm gonna be on Black Enterprise magazine, because I didn't know anybody in business at the time. And she gave me these magazines, Black Enterprise magazine, back in the 90s. And I was reading, I was consuming them. And that's what kind of got me into business, right? My mother really kind of exposed me to a lot of stuff, right? Which is important for the listeners to give your children experiences and exposure, right? So she exposed me to these, you know, people of color and, you know, entrepreneurs. And I was really like, oh, wow, I didn't see that in my community other than drug dealers and gangbangers. And, you know, 30 years later, here I'm on the cover of Black Enterprise. Now, mind you, I always wanted to be in Black Enterprise, but I didn't know how I was going to get there. But here, my wife, we are featuring the Black Enterprise and all this great stuff and all these kudos, all these interviews. And when I sat down doing the interviews with Black Enterprise, I was appreciative, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. I thought it would be like, oh, my life would be perfect. Like, I'll have billions of dollars and TV fame. Yeah, we're on TV, but that's the point. Like, sometimes we're trying to go for that carrot, and it's not what we think it is. Does that make sense? Like, the carrot is not always what we think it is. You know, you have to just be content almost in certain situations you're in. And I think a lot of times, especially your listening audience, and even my sons or other people, we always are trying to hustle for what other people have. Where if you really pull the curtain backwards, like the Wizard of Oz, be like, wait a minute, that's who run the show? You realize, like, it's not even that deep. Like, you just have to bring value to the marketplace. Because, like, you can be disappointed on so many different levels for so many different people if you are not grounded and rooted in who you are, right? And absolutely. So I think that's the part where I feel like, you know, and I, again, this is me just kind of giving more value in terms of that conversation about how I'm being so hot. Because I thought that being in Black Enterprise, literally 30 years, I was really pushing for that. Mm-hmm. But it made me realize, like, this is what it's all about. Not that I'm not appreciative, not that being in Rolling Out magazine and being in Sheen and Essence, all that. Not that was not a good thing, but it showed you, like, those things are just really like smoke and mirrors. They're not really.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And so what gives you weight? What gives you gratification? It's not because somebody knows my name. It's because, again, going back, bringing value to the marketplace, having a legacy that's strong, helping other children out so they can know, helping other people out so they can know how to create income, how to become a millionaire, if that's your goal, right? It could be just want to be a stay-at-home mom or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what it may be, right? But whatever you pursue goal you're going for and you realize that goal, then that's success. So that's the highs not being too high and the lows not being too low. Being content in all things, as Paul said.
Yeah. I want to go back into what, you know, because you and I have had a conversation about that before too, like the smoke and mirrors thing. I want to tell people, like, I'm always so big on not measuring, because people, when you're on the outside of the game, right? And you like, put me in coach, right? not even when you're on the outside of the game, when you're not on the team yet.
Correct.
And you come to the game and you watch the game. You're like, oh, that just looks like it's so much fun. You hear the crowd go, wow. You're like, yeah, I want to do that. I can do that. Man. But when you condition, you go through the tryouts, you get in the game, you like, wow. Like, wow. I didn't know that it took so much to get here. and that I was already really doing the work, right? But it just wasn't my time to get, it wasn't my time to get subbed in yet. So then when you actually get in there, you're like, oh man, like it looks so entertaining. It looks so hype from the other side, but then I'm actually here now. You're like, oh man, like that adrenaline that it, that you're seeing from the other side, not being on a team, not being in a game, right? You think like, this is going to be a mountaintop blessing, right? Like, when I get here, like the clouds is going to be so thin, I'm almost have an epoxy experience, right? But then you like, you there. So that's why it's like, you can't really measure, you know, so you got to figure out what success is for you. And it's okay if it don't sound super celebratory. Let me say that. It's okay if it don't sound MTV or BET. It's okay. Like, you know, so segue into that. You've actually worked for one of those major networks. And people are always like, oh, I think that would be an amazing job. Man, I'm gonna be going to the Grammys. I'm gonna be I'm gonna meet all these celebrities. And like, you know, it's not that.
No, so I worked at Viacom. I'll say it, right? I worked at which owns BET and MTV and all that great stuff. So I was at the BET headquarters in DC, Washington, DC. And it was cool, right? I mean, but it wasn't what people thought. They thought, I mean, did they have TVs going on all the time? Yes, they did, right? Were celebrities walking in there all the time? Yes. But a lot of celebrities were weird, man. They were kind of clownish, I call it, right? They were very cocky, very arrogant. I was an accountant. I was doing financial work. So I was doing the numbers. This is the wild part about it. I was counting other people's money. I was seeing how much Lil Wayne and them were getting paid at the BET War shows and cutting them checks. That's not fun. Like, why am I cutting the guy $70,000 check? Wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's not my money, right? And so I never was big on counting other people's money. And I think that's why I thank God for being in those positions, because I never was never jealous of anybody's income. I've seen millions of dollars, right? I've cashed millions of dollars. And so I just look at everything as smoke and mirrors, to be very transparent. It's about value, because a lot of people put weight on celebrities and they have low self-esteem. I met some celebrities which I would never tell them. I told them I would never say their names, but who had low self-esteem, who wanted to commit suicide, you know, who actually had to talk down on some things, right? And so it's all smoke and mirror. And that was good, because I was early in my career. That was like 25 years old, right? So I seen that and realized, this dude on TV or this lady on television, they have low self-esteem. So that kind of humbled me as well. So
yeah, it's a lot of pressure being at the top. Because of the smoke and mirrors, because of the illusion. It's the illusion that you have to continue to create when it's really not that, you know what I'm saying, every day.
But people perception is your reality, right? So, you know, if I perceive something, then that's my reality. So I tell people all the time, you can be authentic, you know, and show people your scars and your arrows in your back, but also show them that they have the ability to win and prosper in this economy, whatever that prosperity means to them. Don't prosper like me, because you don't know my story. But is it doable? Absolutely. But it just may be a different, you know, you may have different chapters. But at the end, you win. So who cares?
Everybody's road is paved differently, but we're all going in the same place ultimately. Tell us what is coming up next for you and your brand, and where can we connect with you on social media?
I'm excited. So we are launching our full-fledged course, Skills to Income. You can check it out at www.skillstoincome.com. That's the course that's coming up that we're launching, showing people how to create their skills to income, how to pay their bills online, and just the different techniques that we use in doing that. But you can find us at our company site, www.increasebiznow.com, Increase Biz Now, or you can find us at info@increasebiznow.com. And social media, everything that's Increase Biz Now. So you can Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So
thank you so very much for coming on today. I told you guys at the beginning of the show, like, if you didn't leave here with some knowledge today, or you weren't inspired, then you need to go to the doctor and get your pulse checked. So you guys know, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at I Must Become One. And imustbecome.com is now live. So you definitely want to go there, check out my services, go get your pre-order copy of my book, go get a t-shirt, all of the good stuff. And stay tuned because I have some exciting, exciting, exciting things coming, guys, for you. You know I'm always about my becomers. You guys know it's never not a time to become. And remember, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of the puzzle in this circle called life. I love you for real. Listen, beat me here next Sunday at 3 p.m. as we leap into our becoming. Thank you so much, Akin, for coming
Thank
on
you for having
becoming
me.
Today.
Thank you for having me, Alana. Appreciate it. I had a good time.
Thank you. We love you guys for real. Peace.
Peace. Thank you.